Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heat Ra.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to learn to take critical feedback well.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And to learn from critical or even sometimes negative feedback. Here's why I wanted to talk about this, Heaton. Where do I start? I think one of the things that I have very little patience for, I've gotten better at this in life, but I'm not great at it, but is people that have a difficult time that are asking for feedback but can't take it. It's something I'm very sensitive to. Like I instantly, very quickly, I shut down on this. So the thing that I have a difficult time with is people asking for critical feedback, but then when I'm telling them very direct feedback, they don't want to hear it. They get defensive or they explain or excuse or push back or try to convince me. And I've gotten a little better, but in general, I'm running out of patience very quickly with that. And I instantly disengage. Like in my mind, I'm very judgmental of this. Because in my mind, I think, you asked me for feedback. I didn't ask you to convince me that your idea is brilliant. And when I told you what I think of your idea, instead of being curious and asking for more of my thinking, and then you can decide what the fuck you want to do with it. Instead of doing that, you're now spending all this time trying to convince me of something I don't want to be convinced of and I didn't even ask for. So I get really annoyed and irritated. And I just recently had a case where a good friend of mine, over long periods of time, multiple times, had told me, dude, I know that most people can't take critical feedback, but I really want you to always be brutally honest. You have to be really direct with me. And then a couple of times after he told me that he wants me to be more honest, more direct with him, anytime I was direct with him, he spent all this time defending his position. And I was really annoyed until I recently brought it up. So that made me think that the truth is most people I know are not good at taking critical feedback. I know you're really excellent at this. I think I'm pretty okay at this. I mean, nobody is perfect, but I think I'm pretty good at this. And when people give me critical feedback, you'll never hear me argue or excuse or explain. I usually shut the fuck up and I just ask for more. And then I'll go and I'll ponder it and I'll figure out what to do with that feedback. But I wonder, why are some people good at this and some people don't? What do you have to learn to be good at taking feedback? And maybe you have a completely different point of view, which often you do, and you give a lot of people critical feedback as well, or people ask you for your honest feedback on things. How do you think about this? Like asking for critical feedback and honest feedback, and then how you deal with it, how do you respond to it in the best possible way? What's your thinking about that?
I think when it comes to feedback, if you're the giver, I think the framework I use is like basically the idea that is outside of just feedback, but I think a very good idea in general is don't take anything personally.
Yep.
And if you take that, this is something I'm learning more about every day. And if you just take that approach and you assume that, you know, that whatever someone else is saying is not personal, and or whatever else someone is doing, or whatever else whatever's happening, it usually has something to do with your interpersonal relationships and the idea that like if you have a reaction, you're taking it personally. And it doesn't really matter if the other person aimed it at you to be personal or not. There's no reason for you to take anything personal. So I think the people I know that are best at feedback, both sides of it, don't take anything personal. And so when it comes to like taking the feedback from somebody or asking for it, if you're the one that wants it, I think the only way to get better at it is start learning how to ask for it. Most people don't ask for feedback. That's why they don't know how to take it, would be like my thesis. Because if you're not able to ask for it, then how can you take it? Because if you're asking for it, you're inviting it. So then when you get it and you're not inviting it, you're kind of used to it because you want it. And the thing is, feedback is almost everything in terms of your ability to improve requires feedback. Now, you can give yourself feedback, and that's fine. Like, that's an approach. I probably do that more than I ask other people for feedback. I personally could get better at that. When it comes to giving feedback, it's a very similar framework to me, which is like, how can I say this so there's the least amount of chance that that other person doesn't takes it personally? There's the least amount of chance that they take it personally. So that means they don't take it personally, regardless of whether they believe in not taking things personally or not. And a lot of that has to do with either not saying it or waiting for the right moment in the conversation to say the feedback. Or, and this is annoying and I don't like it, but it does work. You just tell somebody, hey, can I give you some feedback? And you open up the conversation to that. Nobody really says no. The problem, I don't like it, is because when you ask someone that, you're almost forcing them to say yes. Mm. And then you give your feedback, but that still doesn't mean it lands right. So I think a lot about the landing of my feedback, whether it's a rough landing or a smooth landing. And I try to find the opportunity to make it as smooth as I possibly can for one simple reason, which is if I give feedback and it's smooth, they're going to listen to it. Not even very likely. They're just going to listen to it. If it's rough, they're likely not going to listen to it. Think about just freaking out during a rough landing on a plane. Like, you're just not into it. It's just not what you want. You don't want to do that again. You don't want that to happen again. I'm not trying to do that to people. I'd rather them want to hear my feedback whenever they think they need it, instead of know what I'm going to say or think they know what I'm going to say because of my approach to it. I mean, there are people that I've talked to about this to give me feedback about a year ago, I would say, when I just thought that I had gone like really far on feedback to other people, specifically a few people. And I asked my friend, like, what's up, dude? Like, you keep coming back to me feedback, and you kind of knew me from, like, I don't know, maybe like 8-10 years ago, when I think I like kind of like was not very good at giving it in terms of the landing. He's like, look, like, and this really got me, and it just totally blew my mind. He's like, look, wouldn't not want your feedback, so I don't care how it lands. I'm like, crap, I'm doing a crappy job here, because the landings are rough, but yet he values the feedback. Well, what if the landings were smooth, then he valued the feedback? Wouldn't that just be a better experience for everybody? So I think on that side of it, I put the onus on myself. I'm the one giving the feedback to make a smooth landing on it, on something that usually can be very rough, because nobody really wants to hear feedback. I truly believe that, because it just I don't even like the word feedback. I think I might have ranted on this when about like talking to customers. Don't ask them for feedback. Ask them for their opinion. Everyone's willing to share their opinion. Mm-hmm. So I think one other thing that comes to mind is, like, if you can frame it as, here's my opinion, that can be helpful. If you can ask for people's opinions, that can be helpful, instead of asking for their feedback. Because I think on both sides, feedback is just a loaded word. Feedback essentially means I need to take it. Feedback essentially means that the person giving it in that scenario thinks that they're right. That just implies all those loaded things. While opinion, hey, it's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. It's okay. It's just my opinion. Here you go. Right? So that's a way to like almost mask feedback in a soft landing that kind of works every time. But the better approach is just finding the right opportunity to give that person your opinion, to share your feedback. Just think about if it's going to be a smooth landing or not. And that's what people don't do typically when they're giving feedback or sharing their opinion.
I agree with that. I actually think